Well, after months of relentless attention from the campaigns, from text messages to political ads to visits from the candidates themselves, Pennsylvanians may be heaving a sigh of relief today. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky headed out to talk with some same-day voters in this swing state. And he started at a precinct in a mostly Latino neighborhood in North Philadelphia.
DJ Smooth Ride is spinning Spanish hits at the Julia de Burgos Elementary School voting location in North Philly. Smooth Ride is one of many DJs at polling locations around the city, especially in diverse neighborhoods like this. This community is being closely watched after a speaker at Donald Trump's rally disparaged Puerto Rico. It was 18-year-old Elizabeth Martinez's first time voting.
I feel like the biggest thing in this election is rights, because we're picking between someone who does not believe half of the world should have rights and someone who believes that everyone should. I believe that that is true American values and freedom.
Elizabeth came with her father, who said he was already voting for Vice President Kamala Harris before he heard that a speaker at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally called Puerto Rico an island of garbage.
I'm an ex-military, retired, and a Democrat and Puerto Rican. I want to get everything straight again. Everything seems so messed up. And I just lost my job. So, you know, I'm hoping that Kamala will be able to help me, because if I have to get any benefits, I don't want to lose them because of bad decisions.
Some other voters are concerned about the economy. James Quiles says he was voting for Donald Trump because he believes Trump will help him keep more of his paycheck.
I want to be able to keep more of my tax money, so I could decide where I want to spend it. I want more of my money than more than just free things and more taxes. Like I don't want to be giving up half of everything I'll earn for taxes.
At another location in North Philly, Cliff Copper said he's voting for Trump because he is simply not better off now than under Trump's last administration.
These last 4 years with the Democrats, not impressed. Not impressed. Inflation affected everybody. Milk, $6. So I think that it affected everybody with food and sugar taxes. So I'm affected financially.
Other Philadelphia voters are feeling newly energized now that the day is finally here. For months, Philadelphians have endured regular road closures during Harris and Trump visits and a relentless barrage of political ads. Harris held her final rally here, which attracted more than 30,000 residents who were treated with performances by megastars Ricky Martin, Lady Gaga, and others. Cheryl Schroefer, who attended the event, said it gave her hope about today.
I was feeling anxious and it was kind of terrifying, but just seeing all these people here and the excitement in this city, it elevated me. It made me feel a little more secure.
Polls across Pennsylvania close at 8 p.m. Election officials say that everyone who is in line by then will have the opportunity to vote. It's unclear when vote counting will be finished, but election officials say to not expect a decision before Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell-Sluchansky in Philadelphia.